Everyone, welcome back to All Things Boobs. I'm Madison.
And I'm Satara.
Today is kind of like a bra boot camp.
I love that.
Bra survival guide. because I feel like we've done so much information on like finding the proper fit based on how bras are engineered to fit. But then, like, you guys have to be empowered to know that at the end of the day, you are the captain of your own ship, right? You're the captain of your own tits, right? And you have to feel empowered with the knowledge of how the bra, like, how to adjust the bra to make you feel good. And sometimes that just requires so much knowledge of how to troubleshoot. And we're here to give you tips on how to adjust the fit. So that's what we're going to do. Once people get like the proper fit, does anyone have any kind of feedback as to like how that feels? Let's talk about breaking in bras, that kind of thing.
Yes, that is a great, great question, because I think people are very scared to go tighter in the band. Because when I do my bra fittings, I don't only just give them their size. I also give them the size, give them recommendations. And then when they get the bras in, we go through the exact same process. So I can actually see what the difference is and make sure I make corrections if I need to. But just one band size change actually makes such a big difference. A 30 band on me, it drops slightly. So during the day, like, I'm getting a little bit of rubbing. It's a little bit too loose. When we go in a band size, it lifts up everything and it keeps it up here and it takes all that weight off the shoulders. Now, when we try on bras for the first time, so many people go, it's too tight. It's not going to work. Your bra is like a pair of shoes. You have to break it in. Okay. So you hear a lot of the time people saying, I went to the bra store, I bought myself a bra, I loved it when I was in the store, and then a couple weeks later, I hate it, and what's wrong, and it doesn't fit properly. And what I think is happening is people are going into the bra stores, getting a band that's that one size too loose, and over, and it's exactly, the exact number is 8 wash and wears. After you have exactly 8 wash and wears, your bra is then molded to your body. It's then stretched to your body. So you want to make sure you get a very firm, snug band that almost, to me, I think it feels a little bit too firm for the first little bit. But after that 8 wash and wears, it's molded to my body perfectly. It fits beautifully and it's great. And I think a lot of people don't actually know that your bra has like a training stretch period that you have to go through.
God, if any of you guys have like danced out there on toe shoes, like, you know, there's like a break-in period because it's a stiff box. Totally. And then it kind of like molds to the foot. It's very similar. And so it's interesting because when you're trying on bras in the store, there's a couple of things. Like, yeah, it's going to feel potentially like slightly like corset-y the first day. That's probably the right size. And make sure that you're moving in the bra in the changing room. Like, a big deal is like sitting like that. Like, how do you sit at home? Right. Because your rib cage does different things when you're moving, and like, you need to do the driving test, like move like a human in the bra. Right.
Yeah.
And then when you get at home, like, know that you're going to have to do kind of that week of wear and the wash by hand. Wash my hand, or in a delicate bag on the delicate cycle. And then it will kind of rip and start to feel like it's part of you, which is like thinking of in Pirates of the Caribbean, when they're like part of the ship, part of the crew. Bra becomes part of you. And so we just wanted to emphasize for those of you who had that initial, it's too tight, that when it breaks in, it will start to feel like you can't feel it. And that is when it fits.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? For everyone.
Exactly.
But that's a good, so Satara, do you tell people, I know you were telling me earlier, you tell people to kind of like wear it as much as you can and then take it off. Does that make sense? Like, if it's too tight at the beginning?
Yeah. So like, if let's say I have somebody that's jumping like 4+ band sizes, I might say, because it happens a lot, actually. I even had two girls just this week that jumped. They're wearing a 40 and they should have been a 30. So if you're so used to wearing a band that big, you're not used to it. You can start with a 32 band. And I say to get the 32 band, wear the 30 band as much as you possibly can. When you're like, it's too much, I need to get out of it, put on the 32, give yourself a little bit of a break. Until that bra breaks in, it's okay to swap it out during the day. And when you're wearing the proper band size, your posture totally changes. So if you're used to hunching over and now you have this like tight band that's giving you good posture, it's going to be slightly uncomfortable for the first little bit. But breaking it in by having a band size up that you could kind of switch in and out throughout the day is what I used to what I do tell people, and it works very well.
Yeah. Yeah. So be patient, because it can, you know, having the right bra size is a big step for a lot of people, and it's a new experience. Yeah.
Yes.
But we did want to talk a little bit about like troubleshooting that, because for some people, especially if you have like sensory issues where you hate that feeling of anything kind of being around here, like what can you do if you don't love a super tight band? So we're going to go through other things that you might be able to kind of work with and not hurt yourself. Because again, remember guys, like the reason the band is firm is to protect your back and neck, especially if you have extremely heavy boobs, right? If your boobs aren't that heavy, sometimes you can get away with that slightly less tight band, but you know, we're talking about heavy fuller bust right now, right? So let's talk a little bit about the band. So please know, guys, I'm going to hold like a bra up here, right? When your band gets wider, the rest of the bra gets wider, right? So it's not just the little part at the bottom. It's the whole bra, because it's made for a different width of body, right? So please know that if you size up in the band, you may get that really annoying thing where the straps are like in your armpit, right? And that can restrict your range of motion, which eventually, again, your body is going to be adjusting to that, like that, that bad posture. And so you could end up causing some muscular like pain. You may have to get one of those little halter clips that you can basically, you know, bring the whole bra in and wear your bra like this and clip it as a halter. Again, a lot of people with heavy boobs don't like the halter feel, but just letting you guys know, it's going to make the bra wider. So you may have to adjust other parts of the bra to bring that in and narrow to your body.
Definitely. That's a really great point. Yeah. And another thing with the width that she's talking about is so many people come to me and go, I hate when my underwire is all the way behind my armpit. Well, a lot of the times, yes, there are times that brands just have wider wires, but a lot of the times if your underwire is all the way behind your armpit, it is probably because that band size is just like too big for you, and that, and it's widening the whole thing. And it's not only cutting into the straps like Madison was saying, but it's also sitting all the way far back. So that's two really good indicators that your band size is probably too big for you.
Right. So keep those things in mind, that when you sacrifice that tightness, you kind of mess with the engineering. Another thing you can do is try to like shop for different levels of stretch in your bands, right? And this is why it's important to have more sizes in store, but like I will show you some brands, like the Evo Michelac bras, like you get those bras and the bands are like, they're like taut, right? And they're very thick.
Yeah.
And so they do kind of feel like corsetry. And so if you don't like the firmness of the band, you may want to shop for your band size in a stretchier fabric, right? That's kind of gonna give you a little bit more leeway and breathing room. So some of the bras I just got from my trip to Japan, it's a perfect example. Like these are like kind of like this kind of band, right? So all of the width is still matching me. I still have some great grabbing, but it's not like a corseted firm material that doesn't give, right?
I love that.
Which may help, maybe. Okay. The other thing, and both Satara and I have worn long lines before, is you can try to displace the weight of the, like displace the pressure that's around here across a wider surface area, right? So you can wear a long line bra where the band goes further down. So essentially it's grabbing more of your body. So you may be able to wear a slightly looser band that's like looser here because you have more surface area that's holding up your boobs. that make sense?
Totally. Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I agree. And I think so, especially being in the space now where I'm creating my own bra, it's so knowing what people want, it's getting harder and harder to achieve, but it's something that I'm still so passionate to be able to do. So it's like, how do we get something that has not a lot of fabric, but still supports us and doesn't hurt us? And, you know, like there's just all these requirements that are super hard. So I guess because it's difficult, each person really has to do their own research and development and like trying different things like this to see what works for them. Like some people, they don't like the pressure. They get a little bit longer lined, like Madison was displacing the pressure, putting it somewhere else. If you want a little bit more of a skimpier look, you know, maybe making sure it's that super snug band and you having like a plungy style, you know, like each person is so different and tailored that it is really important to really test these and don't be scared to give it a try.
Yeah, you have to be like, you got to take control of this process because as I said, like you're the one that's got to wear it.
Yeah.
So totally. Both Satara and I, like we have troubleshooted, like I know I've torn up bras, like trying to figure out where this pressure is coming from. Like I have really tried to find out like, what can I wear all day that I don't want to take off? Right.
Yeah.
The other thing is just a specific note, if you're built kind of more like me where you have the back that gets wider, I have found that if you wear a thicker, like a taller band, right? So this is a pretty tall band instead of the skinny ones. It's going to grab you more at that wider part of your back. And so you can kind of get away with this being a little bit looser because you're being grabbed up here. And sometimes that can really help the bra feel like you're still being lifted, but it's not here around the ribs, right? It doesn't work for everyone because some people like Satara narrow through their whole back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's bands.
Nailed it.
That's bands. Okay, the other thing that we wanted to talk about, let's actually talk a little bit because we just talked about bands, about cups. So we talked a lot about like band and cup size, but we haven't talked a lot about like the cup matching like all of your anatomy. So we have definitely talked about the wires and the wires being the right width for your roots down here. But I wore this bra because it's really important also that you have the right height of cup for your boobs to match your width up here. If it's too high for you, again, range of motion issue. If it's too low for you, you kind of can get that suffocating feeling where it's just like you can't breathe because it's like across your chest. So shopping for cups that are kind of the right height for like, you know, when your boobs are held up, it's matching. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Agree. We talked about that. I know that Satara, you said you like those higher apex bras because like you felt like.
Yeah, just like having full, like very full breasts. My go-to is very full covered bras, full cup bras. So anything that's really like high, very full coverage, I'm totally encapsulated. I just feel completely secure, which is fantastic. I, to this day, have not found a balcony style that really I feel totally secure in, like I do a full cup bra. So I think that's kind of where I'm at. I don't mind having this like fully coveraged, you know, up here, whereas there's been so many women in my fittings recently and lately that either go through pregnancy or go through weight loss and then they lose the fullness on top, where a balcony style is like perfect for them. Has that like bottom, gives you that little push-up look without any padding.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, especially like weight loss and weight gain, right? Some people have like natural fullness, like that's part of their tissue, but sometimes your fullness is from like weight gain, like that for me, that is the case. Like I don't have very full on top boobs, but when I do gain weight, my boobs like start to sit up here. Right. So the bras I wear have to change depending on like, you know, this kind of goes in and out for me. Right. Your straps need to sit in the divot. So if you've got the massive straps from stress, like I do, this sits here, right? So that is going to make sure that you don't feel like I get headaches when it does this.
Yeah.
Because it mushes and then I get migraines. And then the other thing, last thing about kind of the cup fit and like feeling restricted is because, guys, again, this is something that you wear all day. It becomes part of your body. If you've got, again, sensory issues or like anxiety or you hyperventilate, mm-hmm. like I have definitely like panic attacks, you got to take that into consideration too, because again, this is like part of your chest, right? Yep. And so you might have to adjust the fit based on other physiological things that mm-hmm. you particularly have. So mm-hmm. if you're someone with like hyper anxiety, like the, like everything may not be able to be super tight. So shop mm-hmm. according to mm-hmm. you, right? Yeah. Okay. Now, wire pain. Let's do the wire pain thing. So Satara, like a lot of people come in about pain in their wires, right? Mm-hmm. So what mm-hmm. kind of wire pain have you seen and what have you like suggested?
So a lot of it has to do with mostly the things that I've seen anyway has been rubbing. So a lot of the times is that the wires are rubbing or that they're poking in the wrong spot in the armpit. And a major, major thing that, and this kind of goes back to what I was saying before. Some people, a lot of people are very nervous to go tighter when they're having these like wire issues because they're like, well, it doesn't make sense. If I go tighter, it's just going to hurt more. But actually what we're finding is when you go tighter, it sits in one spot and it stays there instead of dropping and rubbing. So that's when you're getting this pain, is when it's dropping and rubbing. So if it's the right band size, it'll be firm and snug and it'll stay in place and it won't have that issue. And then you won't be too wide where it's poking in the wrong places. So that's kind of like the biggest tip and the biggest thing that I've actually noticed over the last couple of months, is so many people are so scared to go tighter when they have this pain. And at first I was also like, is this the right thing? And then they go into a tight band and they're like, yeah, actually, this fits so much nicer. I don't have that pain. It's totally gone. So that's been like the biggest turning point for me, for sure.
Yeah. And that's because, guys, again, like when the wire is right up under the boob, right, it's not dropping and like imprinting on your ribs. Exactly. Right. So I noticed that when I was wearing a 32, when I got fit into a 32, it would like drop and then I would get like bruises like right here because it wasn't sitting under the tissue, right?
Yeah.
When it sits under the tissue, then that wire has a slit to sit into and it's not on the bone, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
That's one thing. The other wire pain, I mean, we talked about wire pain a little bit before, is if you've got wire pain here, sometimes that can mean that your cup isn't deep enough, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. if you've got like a boob that is trying to like push its way out, like mm-hmm. the bottom cup depth may not be deep enough for you. Mm-hmm. And so you might need a cup that kind of does this, right? Yes. Versus a cup that's like, you know, the ones I wear where they're like stiff because I got a shallow boob, right?
For sure.
So think about that, just giving some relief, like letting the boob do what it wants to do, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other wire pain. Like, obviously, you talked about the wire being too wide for you, the wire being too narrow for you, where it's sitting on the boob. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the wire kind of digging into the sternum, which can cause, this can be from many, many different things, right?
Yeah.
That can be because your sternum doesn't work with that height of a gore. That can mm-hmm. be because sometimes your band is actually too tight and it's like mm-hmm. actually warping the wires out and it's causing them to kind of do weird things here, right?
Yeah.
Long story short of that is, again, like you need to be thoughtful when you put on your bras, right? Like mm-hmm. think about like, okay, this is hurting here. Maybe if I do this, like maybe if I pull this, like really take ownership of like,
yes,
like this bra and like experiment. Cause like that is where you're going to figure out like where that pain is coming from.
Definitely. Right? And a big point too, is when you put your bra on, you need to adjust. Like there, it's not like you put it on and it's a one and done. Like I've seen people in my fittings put on bras and go, look, it doesn't fit. But they did no scoop and swoop. They did no like shimmy. You have to put your boobs into the right place and get it to sit somewhere that's comfortable. Right. And some of the time I'm just like, yeah, okay, well maybe if we do that, maybe you tighten the bra, you know, like, and then they're like, oh, it does fit. I'm like, yeah. So you do need to adjust. There are a lot of different steps, but like Madison saying, take control. Do not be scared to move things around and adjust things how you think it will fit. And if it still doesn't fit, then you got to switch it up, figure it out.
Even day to day, like I noticed, mm-hmm. Again, I've gotten so anal over the years, but I will put on my bra in the morning and then I will be like, man, the straps, I have the straps in the same place they were yesterday, but now they feel really tight.
Yeah. Right?
Because maybe overnight my boobs like grew. Like that happens all the time where I'll wake up and my boobs are a different size.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
So then I'll take it off, I'll adjust the straps, and then I'm like, okay, I have no pain. Like you want to adjust to no pain, and that can be a different setting.
100%. Right. And we all go through our menstrual cycle every month. Yeah. Like that's a thing in itself. I have to change total full cup size when I'm on my menstrual cycle because it just, otherwise I'm just overflowing and everything hurts. And you know, like it's okay to have those multiple sizes. It's okay to go up a band size when you're feeling bloated or full or anything, or it's fine to go up or down cup sizes during any time of the month. Just remember that, like, you don't have just one size that you have to be for everything. There is going to be just these multiple trial and error of sizes, and at the end of the day it's whatever makes you feel most comfortable.
Yeah, and that comes from building your lingerie closet over time and learning your body, like and also learning, like, untraining that idea that like your identity is with your bra size. I think a lot of women are like, I'm a D cup, right? And that's been like their thing. And then like realizing that they have four different bra sizes and it's like, what does that say? That my boobs are smaller today doesn't say anything. It's just
totally
my body and it's doing things, right?
Yes.
So the other thing, like Satara was saying about adjusting the band. So I wear different like kinds of bras in the summer, right? Mm-hmm. So, and that I live in a very hot place and it can get humid. So one thing I have learned over time, and also with working out, like anytime your body is like sweating or in a humid climate, your body can swell, right? And that is something I noticed this year when I was traveling, and I would have this amazing fitted bra in the morning, and then at the end of the day I was like, it's suffocating me, and I was like puffy, right? That can also come from salt intake. So many other things that make your body like puffy, which is normal. But in the summers now, I am maybe buying things that are like not like suit, like not my 24s. I might want to go for 26, right? Just because I know at the end of the day, my body's going to be a little bit puffier from that. Like it's trying to dissipate heat. And so that's why it's swelling, right? So little things like that also may be the case where you're like, why? Like my body weight hasn't changed. Like nothing has changed. It could be the weather.
Totally. Could be.
So keep that in mind as well. I even have like days I know that I'm going to be sweating a lot for workouts. I will bring a couple different bras actually, because I have like my, like I know by the end of my like 30 minute run, I'm going to be a little bit puffy. But on the other side, when it's like frigid cold outside and I'm like, dang, like none of these bras fit, then I have to like wear my 24s on a tight hook. Like it just really depends on what your body's doing, right?
It's very true.
So listen to it.
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's it. Like we all, that is the key to this, is we as bra fit educators can only do so much. Like, you know your body better than anyone else. So if you say, I have a pain in this place, I don't actually know what you're feeling. So I could best of my ability help you figure it out. But it really just takes time. Like Madison and I have been doing this for a long time. Just don't be scared to listen to your body, know your body, and figure it out.
The thing we wanted to leave you with is just a little bit of talk about loving and accepting your boobs, right? Because a lot of people come in and they want, I mean, everyone always says the same thing. I want the wireless, not digging in, kind of push up, my boobs look like I'm breastfeeding bra, right? Where it does this and it's like nothing is digging, right? Like everyone wants that. I would love a bra like that. Like it would be great, right?
Me too.
One day maybe technology will get there. But know that if your boobs are at a certain size, right? It's just like that lift, that like push-up-y look, a lot of that is coming from, you know, the band that's gonna dig in because it's gonna lift a lot of weight, right? And so I think a lot of it has to do with first, what is comfortable, right? Because at the end of the day, it's the thing you got to wear all day, every day. And the comfort is the most important thing. And the second thing is realizing that sometimes that comfort is going to come at the sacrifice of that, you know, very sexy push-up look because of just the way your boobs are set up, right? Totally. So you want to talk about that a little bit? Because I know we talked
about that. Yeah, I know. I totally agree. What I say to a lot of people, because even when I've had recently a lot of people say, oh, like, oh, you're going to put me in a size like that, but what about these back rolls? I hate having these back rolls. And it's like, okay, think about it in, you have two options. When they say, but look, I want to have this smooth back versus I want to have this comfy bra. Sometimes it's just not the case. For myself, it is not the case. I have very heavy breasts. And where is that weight going when these are trying to be supported? I want to have my boobs supported and uplifted, and that's going to come with this indent. Like,
yeah,
you know, it is totally normal to have this like portion of fat, because I'm so grateful that I have this tight supportive band and finally a bra that actually fits and takes all that weight off my shoulders. So it's yeah. kind of a toss up. That's what I like to tell people. And as soon as they hear those options, I go, okay, well, I know the obvious one. Of course, I don't want headaches all the time or things on my shoulders. You know, it's something I'm going to get used to.
Yeah. I mean, I always, if I want my boobs to be like here, right. Mm-hmm. With like this kind, like I'm going to have to, mm-hmm. like, it's gotta be tight. Right.
Yeah.
And like, no matter what weight I have been, right. There's always something, right. Mm-hmm. Like if you want this to be super smooth with this like push-up look, like get some shapewear that goes up here.
Probably.
Right. Like don't mess with the bra, because the bra yeah. is your neck and back. And like yeah. the older you get, the more you're going to start to feel the fact that you mess up your neck and back.
Totally.
With the bra. Like you start to feel it.
Yes.
Your body's less resilient. Like at a certain point, you have to accept that like, these are my boobs. Mm-hmm. This is what I need for my boobs. And yes. someone over here, like with a smaller boob, may not need that. She may be able to get a smoother line, but like, who cares at the end of the
yes.
day? Like who
totally.
Really cares?
Yeah, no, for
no
sure.
Cares.
Exactly. Nobody, right? nobody does. Good supportive bra is way more important because it's your health. Bras are something that are really essential, especially for fuller bust gals when it's super, super heavy. Like this is something that you wear every single day, and that's going to help you in life not have so much pain. So that I say that with my biggest heart and as much grace as possible, but you're beautiful no matter what. Do things that are good for you and your health.
And remember the other obvious thing, which we keep forgetting, is like, you're always so much more in your own head about things than everyone else watching you. Like,
yes.
I have like people that I've seen that are just like, you know, like the armpit thing. And I'm like, I didn't even see that. Like, people are not, like, if you really see people in real life, they're not yeah. like gonna, they're not thinking about that. Like they're
exactly.
in their own head. Right. So
exactly.
do what makes you feel comfortable. And yeah, like we just gotta get, just love the boob shot, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So anyways, we love you guys. Some
yes.
tough love, but
me
this
too.
Is a survivor episode. And so yes. we're like, we're here to make sure you don't end up in a neck break. Like I did, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you for coming. If you have any questions on fit, let us know. And mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going through the same thing you guys are. So
absolutely.
We're on this journey too.
Love you lots.
Bye.
Bye.